the messages on screen, the written audio that makes your collaboration becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes. We've been doing a little Charlie Daniels before we started the day.
Yeah, we were pumped.
Welcome to the podcast, y'all. Cameron. What are we doing today? What's the deal?
All right, well, yeah, we probably haven't talked a lot about this, so we figured it's time to talk about this.
And the more that I researched and thought, the more I thought, man, we're big dummies.
You know, we'll never talk about it.
Yeah, so talking about get home bags.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we haven't talked about it like we said.
I mean, we have mentioned it like in passing a few times. But we haven't really got down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do
today. What makes it different? Mm-hmm. Why is it important?
Yeah, because
it is. What
are
you going to put in there?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going
to
do.
We will answer all of your burning questions after this. We also have some reviews, right?
Yeah, I have two good reviews.
Yeah. We got a tech pack. We got a battle box. All the same crap we always do.
Check out our video, too. We just got a good battle box video.
We're going to talk about that in just a sec.
Battle box happy about it, too.
But. Today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.TacPack.com.
You are not prepared to get a TacPack.
Oh, you got a dot. Talk
about. You are not prepared for a talk about.
That's just beautiful. Get your tack back.
Get your tack back today.
Just do it.
And it's in America, even though we don't sound like it is.
Yeah, we don't know.
Listener reviews starts now.
Get in on it, boy.
Get on.
This came from John.585. It's 5 stars. This is from iTunes. He said, "Yo." No, he didn't say yo. Sorry. That was me.
No.
He just says, get your redneck voice and fingerless condoms ready because these gents are going to blow your mind. They offer great information in an awesome, entertaining format. Thanks, boys. Keep it up.
Thank you, because I forgot about fingerless condoms.
Fingerless condoms. So stupid.
Still makes no sense.
Absolutely ridiculous crap we say on these podcasts, and people keep listening. I don't get it.
I don't either.
But thank you, and if you want to be part of this portion of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, or go to the Kindle book on Amazon, leave us a 5-star review, and make it awesome.
Social media shout-out.
What you shout now?
Hey, y'all, I'm going to shout-out at BattleBox today.
Awesome.
Yeah, our good friends at BattleBox, always sending out cool gear, always doing really cool stuff, and I just thought I would shout them out because, like Cameron said, we just did a new BattleBox video. This is for Mission 36 and 37, or 37, 38,
37,
one of those.
38.
37, 38. And it was a pretty epic video, and they decided...
It was
decided,
an amazing day.
Yeah, it was. It was so nice.
Like, we were like, should we just not go home?
We're going to live here now, is what we said.
It was way nice.
We were out in wilderness, and it was absolutely glorious.
Yep,
and
it was. And the video hopefully captured that.
Yeah, yeah. So you can actually go see that on BattleBox's Facebook page, and that's kind of why we're shouting them out, because they...
Thanks, BattleBox.
Yeah, appreciate that. We love some BattleBox.
It's a mad, mad world.
Well,
let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
So I'm gonna talk about there's two. I'm trying to think right now. I'm gonna talk about...
You do what you want to do, bro.
I kind of want to mention both real quick. So
go ahead, man.
The world's crazy. It's mad.
Yeah.
So China is pissed about Taiwan. Taiwan's pissed about China.
Oh, really?
Because you know how, China's over there just trying to consume up all the little islands and everything expand themselves, inject themselves across the world.
Yes.
Taiwan isn't having it.
They're
so
not.
Taiwan has like built up, not only Taiwan, but Japan, you know, has in the first time in since World War II is building up like security or like a defense system.
Oh, really?
They started putting, like border patrol and everything, which is crazy.
Border patrol?
Not border patrol.
It's like just on the outside of the
basically
island.
Basically like Marines and
stuff.
Yeah, just because of the crap with Korea and then China now encroaching upon everything because they think they own everything. It's crazy out there.
It is, it really
And Taiwan has been doing... No, I think it's actually China has been conducting like drills against like invading islands and stuff.
Serious.
Freaking crazy.
That's
the
mad.
Other thing is Russia, you know, we feel like we're the best military because we are.
Yeah.
But they have... probably the most advanced system in like electronics to take down like our radar systems. And like, I guess in Syria, I read an article that they like every day they're dealing with Russia sending up little teeny planes to knock out the drones' radar systems and interrupt their signals.
Seriously.
They've been doing it like for months in Syria.
Oh my gosh.
So it tells you how much more advanced they are in terms of like just basic.
Yeah.
You know, interruption of electronics. Like, they're attacking in a different way, which is obvious. You know, they're hacking everything in the world. That's hacking themselves, even.
That's scary.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, I'm just hacking myself.
But anyways, the world is getting insane.
Quit hacking yourself, comrade.
What are you doing over there?
Get out of the corner. Stop hacking yourself. So,
did you just hack yourself?
I had a couple of them too. I probably won't go into one too much, but there is a new study that says that nuclear war by 2040 is probably going to destroy humanity. This new study I read. So they say this because of AI. So, you know, we've all been kept somewhat safe from nuclear war because of like mutually assured destruction, right? I shoot a nuclear bomb at you, you're going to do the same thing back to me, and we're all growing three arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with AI, they think that's going to be out of the equation because they're going to be smarter than all of us, and they're going to figure out a way to start the war.
Like Skynet.
Yeah.
It's like Terminator.
Skynet. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Creepy.
Yeah.
The
funny thing is the article actually had the T-1000 or whatever on the front, the Terminator.
Really? Did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, so anyways, I just thought that was pretty interesting to,
man,
to be thinking
that.
About. Yeah, by 2040. Crazy. That's not that far away, man.
Automated. So speaking of, this is totally off subject.
Yes.
But I'm going to get a VPN. I'm going to pay for one.
Are you?
Because I was thinking, I'm like, I've got my house set up. I just bought a smart home sprinkler system.
Oh,
so I
did?
Can control that. And yeah, and I've got like smart cameras in my house and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, that stuff gets hacked into.
That's a bad deal.
They could just freaking flood my house.
Yeah.
You know, and then they could.
They could just turn on your sprinklers and then you won't know what to do.
Feel me sleeping and weird crap.
Yeah. My lawn will be flooded.
And then, the thermostats, man, they could just crank up the temps to 900. Kill me.
Did you get the thermostat too?
Yeah, I got the thermostat.
Did you get the Nest ones or which ones you get? Did you?
Because they were on
the Google Home.
Or they rebated us through Dominion Power.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is way cool.
Yeah. So
I'm like kind of just putting these smart things in. And I'm like, I better get a freaking VPN because that will help block.
But we gotta do another episode on something like that as you're doing that.
Yeah, I already looked it up. So
because it'd be kind of cool.
When I get it set up, that's a good idea.
That's a really good
idea. Because I've been wanting to, and you know, and we talked about it. You know, it's just kind of one of those things you're like, well, I got to go to work in the morning and forgot about everything.
Exactly. That's
but
how
no,
it goes.
Definitely going to do it. And hopefully we can get you some info on that.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Sorry about that. Off subject.
That's all right. That's all right. That's good stuff. So today we're talking about get home bags, guys.
Excuse me.
Excuse you.
My wife not having a baby.
Yeah, I know. It is very possible that we could have to stop this right in the middle because Cam's wife is like past. Is she past due at this point? We're almost.
Well,
to
she
due
took
date.
A cab to the ER. I told her just to call me when it starts coming out.
Shit. I got to get that quick and dirty medical tip out before I get over there. So
let me hear and bust this out. Yeah. I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, so she's about ready to bust one out, a baby.
And anyway,
it's a baby. Hopefully that doesn't happen in the middle of this podcast.
Yeah.
So what is a get home bag, guys? This is what we're talking about today is get home bags. We've talked about bug out bags. We've talked about EDC bags. And you know what? One of the very most important bags you can get is a get home bag. It really, like, it's probably more important than a bug out bag in my opinion.
No, like the more I research it, I'm like, these are like, crucial.
Yeah.
It's something you need to have.
Yeah. And I've had one for a little while, but I just haven't paid as much attention to it. But this,
yeah, me either.
This is going to be a really good episode, I think, if you don't have a get home bag or if you're not quite sure if you need to get one. And we're going to tell you if you
my
do
stuff's kind of set up like I just have crap like
yeah.
in different places in my truck. I'm like, I need to consolidate it into a get home bag.
Yeah, it's such a good idea, and it's really useful, and we're going to go over that right now. So what is a get home bag? Like, how does it differ?
Probably going to get you home.
It's going to get you home. And
it's got a hoverboard in it.
It's got a hoverboard in it.
Transformed.
Yeah. So basically what it is a bag that is filled with the items you're going to need to get you from wherever you are, like when some sort of disaster or SHTF happens, to the safety of your home. Basically, yeah, get you home, right? So all of us go to work. Well, not all of us. A lot of us go to work, right?
Sorry
about that. I know you ain't all going to work. Some of you are on welfare, but some of you aren't. So the average commute time in the U.S. is about 25 minutes. That's driving, right? So this is basically anywhere from 10 to 20 miles. And so what if you have to walk that? Like, what if something happens?
Sucky.
Yeah, seriously, it is super sucky.
It's crazy. You don't think how far you are until you're like,
what if I had to walk?
I don't have to. If I walk home.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kill myself.
Yeah, exactly. So like, it takes me about 10 minutes to
get
to work.
Transit's probably not going to be working in a...
No.
Crucial. Maybe, exactly. I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the reasons why you might need this. But so I have about a 10-minute drive to work. So if I have to walk that, I have to figure that out, how long it's going to take me. But
I thought about riding my bike one time to work.
Yeah.
And it's only like, I think, to my work directly... Because it's just right straight down.
Yeah.
You know, 500 miles.
Uh-huh.
It's almost exactly 5 miles.
5 miles.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem very long.
No.
But it's kind of an uphill.
Exactly.
And really I was like, screw it, I'm not going to ride my bike. So I drive to work.
You drive to work. But so anyways, this is what this bag is for. If you're at work or you're a student, you're at school, you know, doesn't matter where you are. If you're just away from home, you should have this get home bag.
Yeah.
Right? So how is this different from like your bug out bag? That's the one that everyone talks about. That's the sexy bag that all preppers like to talk about. It's a freaking
awesome
bug out
to build and rebuild.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. Pull gear out, put gear in. It's super awesome. But how is it different? So basically a bug out bag, it provides supplies to travel, you know, a couple of days to move away from a dangerous location to a new, safer location. So whatever your bug out location might be, or just another town,
yeah,
or just get the F out of your neighborhood, or whatever it is, right? So that's, and bug out bags are usually kept at home, not usually in your...
Did you hear that?
No.
Almost burped.
Oh, did you?
I think it might have got picked up on the
that's
microphone.
That's really cute. That's cute.
It was all...
Is that what it was?
The bubbles coming up.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I hope you all heard that.
Special
that's awesome.
Effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your bug out bags, you keep those at home. You looked at me like so weird. When I'm like,
I was like, did you hear that?
Did I say something weird?
Like, I think it just picked it up like really good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, bug out bags. So you keep them at home, right? And you take those when you need to bug out. Get home bags are usually kept in your vehicle or possibly like your place of work or whatever location that you frequently go to.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the difference there. And then EDC bags are usually smaller. The gear is a little bit different and they usually have less items. And they're usually items that you use more frequently.
Yeah. Your EDC is to complement all your bags.
Exactly. Yeah. It's such an important thing to have an EDC kit. Guys, get your freaking EDC kits done. If you don't have one, get it done. So what scenarios might you actually need a get-home bag? Because a lot of you are going, really? Do I really need to get this? Yes, you have to get this. This is super important. Pretty much everybody needs one.
Yeah.
If you leave your home like more than once or twice a week, you need to have one. There's no doubt, all right? So here's some scenarios. Natural disasters. Obviously... we all know, we've all seen the news, we've all probably been in one. They usually cause some sort of panic, right? People go nuts. People are idiots.
Yeah.
Always. There's usually some sort of destruction, and when that happens, there's usually traffic and gridlock on the roads. And like, what if, you know, there was a crazy blizzard or something and the roads become impassable? And you're at work, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe there's an earthquake, right, in the roads. You can't go down the roads, but you have to still get home to make sure your kids are okay.
Like Land Before Time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Your family's going to be like 500 feet up here, and you're going to be down here.
That get home bag's going to work dick at that point, but unless it has like a grappling hook.
Well, I guess
I'll
put a tree star in here and yeah,
exactly.
keep on going.
Yeah. So you might need to ditch your car and walk. And if that happens, you're going to need a bag full of gear to get you back home. And what if you drive an hour to work every day?
I know. It's crazy.
Seriously. Thing. Like, and that's like not that weird of a thing.
Yeah.
People do that.
They do.
My dad did
the
that
time.
For like 10 years. Yeah. He drove like an hour and 15 minutes to work. Can you imagine if you had to walk that? It's insane.
Yeah. And like half, you know, it's like 45 minutes highway speed.
Exactly.
So it's like you've got like.
You're going 75.
You've got like 60 miles to cover.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Scary.
So, no. Riots. We've all seen the riots. You know, last year that was crazy, the amount of riots we had in the United States, right? A lot of times when those happen, the roads get blocked. The public transportation goes down because they can't.
Buses tipped over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't, is this bus still going?
Why are the wheels on the top?
Is this K bus? Is this going to get me down? You know, why are the wheels on the top?
Why did they drive up that? Wait a minute.
How much did I drink last night?
The guy's still in there upside down.
Somebody's in there pulling the chain. Let me out, gosh damn it.
You know? I think this is my stop.
This has got to be my stop. Yeah, so the public transportation is probably going to go down. It's not safe. You need to get home. You need to protect your family. You need to protect your home. And how are you going to do that if the roads aren't going? You can't drive. You're going to walk.
The roads are going to get destroyed most in every scenario, like we've talked about.
Every scenario.
It's just like, seriously, like literally.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to try and boom, drive.
Exactly.
And you may be able to, in a town like ours, you know,
yeah,
get home.
So another scenario, maybe martial law happens. You know, maybe it's like not something that goes right away, but you're still going to work. Maybe there's some riots in this one area, and all of a sudden martial law is declared. There's roadblocks. Crazy stuff starts happening, but you're like, oh, crap, I got to get home. You can't drive. You need your freaking get home bag. Grid down scenarios. The power goes out. When the power goes out, the roads go nuts because people are idiots. Have you ever like driven through like a crazy like a big intersection yeah. when the freaking lights weren't working?
I know. It's like everybody loses their like,
yeah.
Hey, you want to drive in the middle?
I'm
then?
Just
gonna back
go,
up.
Go in reverse. I don't know. It's like
people, well, it's like the parking lots that like are snow covered. How do they park here? And they pull like right up to the doors and get out. You're
yeah.
like, did you lose all sense of how you used to park here?
There's no lines.
I don't know if they're straight or maybe I'll just drive.
Yeah, it's like
people just lose all
they're
like,
idiots.
Everything that they learned. I forgot.
I
do I turn the car off?
Who am I supposed to get out the doors?
Do I need to go out and whistle?
Do I need to jump out the window? I'm not sure. People are idiots.
But yeah, seriously, the stoplights that go out, people just lose it.
Bunch of freaking idiots.
Just like,
and it's like one person goes and the next person. And
like
then
trying to come in the other lane.
And then like one way just goes for like 15 minutes and the other guys are like, what do? You can't
I know,
go.
It's so freaking retarded.
That's ridiculous. So grid down scenarios, a terrorist attack. When 9/11 happened, public transportation basically went down. And so can you imagine all the people that were in like downtown Manhattan and they had to get back home? You know, everybody takes
and
public
not
transportation.
Knowing, yeah, the freaking town's getting attacked. They don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guarantee you those people are wishing they had a freaking get home bag, you know. You know, something happens. Maybe there's no gas, some sort of panic. You know, the gas is gone. Your car runs out of fuel, you know. And like I said, everyday problems too. You know, maybe you live in a super rural area and there's no cell service. You're in the middle of freaking nowhere. I mean, there's a lot of people around here that don't have cell service when they get back up. And maybe their car breaks down. You know, how are you going to get home? You can't call somebody. Your car's not working, so you got to get home. So if you have that get home bag with you, you're going to be good. So the last thing I want to talk about is what type of bag should you get? And this is very dependent on whatever your situation is. And a lot of it goes on how far do you need to walk if you had to go home. So like me, you know, I've got maybe, you know, 5-6 miles I got to go just like you. You probably don't need a crazy big bag, but you should have something big enough to get you there. Do you want it to look tactical? Probably not if you're really thinking about it, because if you get into an SHTF situation, do you want to look like
a bag within a bag? Remember I talked about this.
A bag within a bag. Oh, yeah, that's right. You could have your tactical bag and your JanSport and stuff them in there, right?
Yeah, you could. That's exactly what you should do.
Or you could just use a bag that's not tactical.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't want to look like you're a Navy SEAL out there.
I talked about, too, you know, when I always go to, like, when I go see my family and, you know, and everything, I always throw in my bug out bag.
Yeah.
I just need to make
uh-huh.
a freaking get home bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that stuff, all that stuff. You every don't. Time I go.
And it's
going to
be... It's
going to
be,
the gas station. Bug out bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to get the mail down the bug out bag.
You just keep it on you all
you
the time.
You just need a small bag to on stick your back. In there.
Exactly.
And we, you know, like, how many backpacks do you have? Like, how many
a
bags?
Few.
Yeah, we have a ton. And,
yeah.
And, I'm always like, I want to build another bug out bag. No, I need to build...
A get
more
home
get
bag.
Home bag.
This I'm gonna get that get home bag,
but get one from my wife.
You suddenly became like a
I know,
southern
I don't know where came from.
Lady.
I don't get back.
That's what you became all of a sudden.
I'm like, hey, I'm gonna get home bag.
I was just sitting there thinking about bug out bags, and then I was like, shit, I just need to get me a get home bag.
I know, I'm weird. I got a cold. I don't know. My voice is all jacked up.
When I get a cold, I start talking like other people. I
start talking British and weird stuff.
Yeah. But you're right. Yeah, you should be making...
Use some of those bags.
Yeah. See, I've actually been using the Gattapack that we got a little while ago.
That's a sweet bag.
So, yeah, it's not too big. It's not too small. It's just right. It's just right. And it came pretty stocked with some really good stuff. And
yeah,
so
dude,
I've just been kind
of good one.
Modifying
it's
what
a
was
great
in there.
One.
It is fantastic. So that's kind of where I'm at right
that's
now.
That's kind of a perfect get-home bag.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Go to Gattapack.
Go to Gattapack.com. yeah, so that's kind of my section of this get home bag stuff.
Why'd you blow through your section that
man,
fast?
Man, I know, man.
I'm just slow down.
I do need to slow down a little bit. But Cam is now going to kind of talk about what is this bag going to look like? What are you going to have in there? Is it just all macaroni? Or what is it?
So first think about your favorite color. You want to go with the best looking color you got.
Yeah.
So yeah, the distance, you know, like Kobe talked about, you got to think about how far are you going to travel, and that'll make a difference in what you need to pack. Like,
yeah.
How long is it going to take 2 nights for you to get back to a safe location?
And it absolutely could.
Or
if
are you
going
to shortcut through, you know, the
yeah.
forest and with jaguars and different beasts? What are you going to have to deal with those?
I can walk
huh?
down the highway, or I can risk the jaguars. What am I going to do?
Whichever's faster.
Whichever. Well, that's the thing, man.
Well, people aren't going to follow me.
Along with this get home bag, you kind of have to have a plan. Like,
right.
How am I going to get home?
Right.
You know, I got this bag. I
or
get
am
home.
I going to? Are we all going to meet up at the safe location?
Yeah.
And hopefully communicate.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes to doing that emergency plan we've talked about a few times
yeah.
with your family and your group or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's really good to have
those
one of those.
They have to travel a long ways to work. Really yeah. need to set up a good plan.
Absolutely, yeah.
For sure. Well, yeah. And those who travel short, you do too, but
yeah.
There's got to be a lot that goes into those really long distances. So
yeah,
you're going to be packing a lot more. You probably will have practically a bug out bag.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you got to customize everything to the location you're in, what you're going to be traveling against, you know, what's the terrain, what's the
yeah.
weather. You got to switch it out and change it up for the different seasons and everything. Like here, you know.
Yeah.
Any day could be different.
Well,
you could go to work in the snow
yeah.
and come out and have heat stroke.
The spring is that way really bad here.
Yeah, it is. It's
like,
up and down crazy.
Yeah, you go to work and it's like 70 degrees. Like, oh, this is going to be an awesome day. You come out and it's like literally like hurricane force winds and like hail.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
So yeah, you got to plan for all those maybe in some locations, but you know, make sure you customize it to the location and you know, and where you're going to go. Maybe you got to cross streams. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to swim halfway there.
If I learned one thing from Ghostbusters, it's that you don't cross streams.
That's true. So anyways, first things first, think about your bag so you can customize it.
Yeah.
So number one, water. So this is a little different because we haven't had in our bug out bags. Maybe you have the little pouches and things like that.
Yeah.
But with this, you're going to want to have available water now,
mm-hmm.
you know. So a lot of people, you know, talk about the best things to have is a stainless steel bottle.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, because it has, we've talked about storing water. Stainless steel is the best because
yeah.
stores longer, it's not as susceptible to light and bacteria and all that crap. And usually those stainless steel ones are like dual layered, or they have a what do they have?
Double wall.
So
yeah.
a little better against the heat and all that crap.
Well, some say if you do the ones that aren't double wall, like the steel ones that
yeah.
aren't double wall, you can do that too, because that way you can boil it if
that's
you need
exactly,
to.
That's exactly, yeah. So that's
know?
The other little combo you got.
Because I don't think you could boil the double wall ones.
No, it says you can't.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm
just saying, like, inside
something.
Your body, like in your truck that's like 9,000 degrees
yeah,
if you have
yeah.
your bug out back in there. So you got to think about it, but make sure it's metal, okay?
All right.
I don't know, platinum, gold,
Well, I mean, you could do the analogy,
but
you
yes,
to if you needed
it's
to.
It's true. And I was going to mention the cooking thing, so thanks
okay.
for that.
I'm sorry. I haven't no. looked through your notes, man.
But, yeah. I looked through your notes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I did spell check on yours.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you do the thinner ones, you can. It's duly used as, you know, bedpan. No, you can use it as for bedpan. Boiling, cooking in it, and picking up water where else?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, other places. Mm-hmm. So, drinking fountains. I don't know.
Stop by the drink.
Maybe you stop by
up.
A dairy and dip it in milk.
Ooh, yeah, that's so. So if you have a chance to go your get home,
make sure you
route
go through like maybe a organic dairy. I don't know.
Yeah,
pick up some eggs on the way. Anyhow, okay. So water.
I just keep a chicken in my get home bag. All right,
you should have a cage in the back of your truck.
Those are my get home chickens.
Just leash them up when you leave. Come on,
just like
chickens.
The lady on The Walking Dead. That never mind. Just keep
the
going.
What?
Never the girl on The Walking Dead who cut the heads off the zombies and always got okay. behind her. But I just got the chickens.
She's got chickens walking in front yeah. of you. Walk out.
And then one tactical goose, two chickens. Yeah. I'm ready.
You got a tactical goose covering your six, and two chickens up front. That's now, right. That is the ultimate get-home method.
Really is. I don't even worry about no bag. I just got my tactical goose in the back,
two chickens up front, and then you just got to pay attention to your 3 and 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
So anyway, with the water, too, have purification tabs.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to refill from a stream that you're crossing or something.
Yeah.
And then have some filters. They're all really lightweight and
yeah,
gives you multiple methods to
yeah.
get water.
It's really easy to get all three. And water is one of the most important things for your get home
yeah.
bag. So it's really easy to make sure you have actual physical water, purification tabs, and a filter of some sort.
Yeah.
Super
there's
easy.
Multiple methods.
Yep.
And then also you can purify by boiling it in
yeah.
that stainless steel
exactly.
bottle. Number two, food. You got to focus on, you know, your calala.
Yeah, calories.
Caloric demand, you know, how far yeah. you're going to walk. You need to have energy. Obviously, the second most important thing. So you don't want to go crazy and pack up, you know, a whole freaking bag of rice. Maybe you want to.
I got delicious. A 30-pound bag of sugar in my get-home bag. Actually, I just got like 19.
Crunching it like sand.
I got like 19 pixie sticks. I'm good to go.
Super boost.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I get real pumped up when I'm doing that. But yeah, so good protein bars, snack bars, cereal bars, things
yeah.
like that are dry. They store well, so you mm-hmm. can leave them in your bag forever. And I mean, you can even throw ration bar or jerky in there.
Yeah, those ration, like those 5-year ration bars.
I would have a bag
bars.
Full of jerky if I could afford it. Straight up salt.
We were going out to the video the other day, and we stopped at like 7-Eleven or something. We were going to get some jerky, like one of those little tiny pouches.
Going out to what?
Remember when we were going out to do that video? We stopped at the Sev.
I thought you said I was going to the video. I was like,
I was going to
the
video
store
hut.
Or the movie? What are you talking about?
I was going to the video hut. I was
going to
rent.
Going down
Indiana
to
Jones. No, remember we were going to buy it. It was like this little tiny one. It had like 6 pieces of jerky,
yeah.
and it was like $7.
Yeah. It was like,
what?
Like 50% of it was just the pepper that
yeah.
had fallen off the meat, and then there's like a few little shredded pieces
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, ridiculous, man.
Yeah, so anyway,
if
you make your own jerky.
If you can afford it, put some jerky in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dang. So yeah, anyway, food, have a variety in there. You don't need to go crazy. You're not going to be cooking a meal unless you're, you know, maybe you are, if you're
you might have to, depends
walking
on
100 miles.
Exactly.
There's some dry ones you can just add water to. Anyway, so next thing is to have a good knife.
Yeah.
So you should be carrying one already, right?
Yeah, you should.
Your EDC knife or whatever, but.
And if you're not, just start doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today.
I mean, if you don't have a nice knife, just carry a butter knife or a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
Get
just
started.
Sharpen one up, man.
Get started today. So, anyway, a knife, you know, has multiple uses. Defense. It's not like defense. Defense? Anyway.
You can say it either way.
Yeah, either way you want.
Yeah.
Not the greatest thing, but, you know, you're going to use it for all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
and you want a good, solid knife. Good quality.
Yeah.
No, don't pick one up at Maverick. Or, sorry, you probably don't know what Maverick is.
Yeah, that's
a Chevron or
yeah, 7-Eleven.
Shell.
Yeah. Good shell.
You want to, and that's another thing, is like the supplies that you're going to put into your get-home bag, like spend money on it. Like,
yeah,
this is where you want better quality, because getting home and being safe, you know, that's life and death.
Yeah.
Life or death here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't go buy the Great Value survival knife.
No. Don't put marshmallow matey's bag in your marshmallow get home bag.
I just use an old cereal bag for my get home bag. It has a Ziploc top on it,
paracord wrapped around your shoulders. Oh, man, you probably put a lot in there, though.
Yeah, you can.
It comes in the bottom when I get hungry.
It's mostly powder, but it's still good. I mix it in my water.
It's like blue and pink powder and, like, some corn. Just all this ground.
I did tell people it's protein powder.
I just pour it in a bowl and eat it.
Pack of minerals. Fortified.
Then I don't even have to think about the food. I just put stuff on top and it smashes down the bottom.
Pour a little out from a tactical goose and we keep on heading towards home.
You just slice the bottom in the back so your tactical goose has something to eat. I just let it fall on there. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, so a knife is really important. It's not that, it's really not that bad to go buy a nice survival knife.
No, not at all.
Go grab a SOG, go grab a Gerber.
Right.
You know, just do it.
Yeah.
Just don't use the Great Value.
So you should be carrying your EDC knife.
Yeah.
Also, in this, it's probably good to put a fixed blade in your bag.
Yeah, I would go with a fixed blade.
Like, I'm totally about carrying two different ones.
Yeah.
You know, chopping, stabbing.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You need a fixed blade.
Anyway, okay. So, number four, communication. So, this is super important. You need to have a good radio, something that you can communicate with. You know, cell phone towers may be wiped out. Mm-hmm. Or like we've talked about, you're going to have basically an overwhelming amount of people trying to contact other people, and you can't get through.
Yeah.
So if you have a way that you can listen in on what's going on and also at the same time, you know, try and communicate with others, hopefully maybe in your, you know, your group, you have another ham radio specialist.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really tough thing to try and figure out. You know,
it is. This is a big area. This is like whole area in and of itself. You know.
Yeah. This, like, you know, we've got like those the GoTennas might not be bad.
And I put that in there too.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
No, that's good. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying about it. I was just saying GoTennas are kind of a nice alternative that's not like super expensive that will work in these situations. Yeah. They use RF waves, right?
UHF
waves.
Well, some of them. I think they have. Yeah, I think one that has two.
Yeah. But anyways, you don't need cell towers, but you can communicate with your cell phones with these.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you take one little guy, another one takes another little guy, they connect via Bluetooth, and you can text back and forth.
Right.
So
there's limited range, but...
Yeah, a couple miles.
But if you have a mesh system, you know, maybe carpooler guy you dropped off earlier, he's got one, bounce it off
tape
him.
Tape one to a telephone pole halfway
That's
between
true.
You and
you could
your
do
house.
That too.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, think of you got to come up with a good way of communication because your cell phone is probably going to be the least reliable
at that
of
moment.
Your communication.
Yeah.
The one you're going to go for first, obviously.
Yeah, and if it works,
but
fantastic.
You got to think of something outside there.
Yeah.
Nah, another reason I really need to get my ham radio license.
Yeah.
So they have these really small, we've got one in a bug out bag, or sorry, in a battle box, little small ham radio.
Yeah.
That, Kobe's got one right up there. If you can see,
show you YouTubers.
Yeah, show YouTubers. They're really small. They look like a walkie talkie, but they're a ham radio. It also will pick up local radio stations, AM, FM, and I believe Alien. It'll pick up people from Mars.
The Mars channel?
But yeah, these are they're complicated, honestly. I'm too stupid to figure out everything
about
them.
But you can get online and study for the technician's test or whatever and get your license, and we have to do that at some point
goal.
In our lives.
Goal my this year, I did have
hashtag
that.
Goals.
So anyway, get a little mini walkie-talkie slash
ham radio. I want to get 6-pack abs and a technician license. That's my goals.
Yeah, I want to lose 11 handles.
11 handles got to go.
So, yeah. Go. Communications is a big deal, and you got to think a lot more about that because that's super important in your get home bag. Number five, carry a good flashlight, good quality flashlight, because you might be traveling in the dark. You might use it for signaling.
Yeah.
Heck, they even put off heat. You can warm your hands up.
Yeah, they do actually. Yeah.
The I love the Olight. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Olight's
fantastic.
Oh
man, that's like my favorite one. I carry it everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a good solid flashlight.
Yeah, there's so many flashlight styles.
There are a billion out there.
There's people that
I do
know,
like the quality of
like
this one. So
every style, every brand, I'm not that guy.
I'm not either.
I ain't that guy.
But I did really like the one that
the Olight one, that one you got is nice. Yeah.
So have a good flashlight for, you know, all that crap I just said. Mm-hmm. Number six, have cash in your bag.
So important.
And, you know, small bills, there's just a lot of uses for it. You may not be able to get anything from an ATM, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you could pay somebody to get you home for some reason that they have a helicopter. I don't know.
Hey, you got that helicopter. I got 30 bucks. Get me home.
Yeah, I want just a few. But convenience stores may be still going. Who knows? You could buy a little thing on the way. Maybe some toys for the kids on the way home. But the other thing, having it is, you know, trading, and also maybe you get jumped or mugged and you have something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, here, freaking, here's my,
take this, don't
here's
take my
$2
knife.
Bill I've been saving.
Yeah.
But, you know, cash is super important, and that's a great place to put it in a little Ziploc bag.
Cash is king, man. King in the SHTF.
Or gold, like Kobe carries.
Pure
gold.
Gold.
Gold. Number seven, first aid. You want to have a good, there's a lot of the little first aid kits that are just super basic. You know, have some Band-Aids, some
alcohol.
Antiseptics. Yeah, poisonous alcohol, according to YouTubers.
Yeah.
Put a little glue in there, a quick clot, like things to just manage simple stuff. Also included in there, I put, you know, sun, you know, you want some sunblock.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Burn cream, lip balm, and insect repellent.
Yep.
So make yourself comfortable when you're walking all the way home like it's pioneer days.
I avoid lip balm like it's meth.
Yeah, me too.
Because as soon as you start using it, you got to use it the rest of your damn life.
But you can put it on your little blisters.
Yeah,
on
you
your
can.
Feet.
You can.
So maybe make your hand slippery to get out of handcuffs or something. I don't know.
Hold up and put a little lip balm on there.
Oh, my lips are chapped, Mr. Terrorist.
Mr. Terrorist, can I please?
But yeah, your first aid kit should include a lot of different little medical things, you know, that'll just help you. Make
you, know,
you
we
feel
got that,
better.
We got that skin first aid kit thing with
the
last
one,
battle box.
Exactly.
I don't know if it was this one or the last one, but it had lots of good stuff. It had like insect repellent in it, and it had like poison oak wipes.
Yeah, that one was pretty sweet.
And lots
so
of cool
maybe
stuff.
You're going to be traveling across the, you know, if you're in the East Coast, you're going to probably be cutting through the forest.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a good little med kit that has a bunch of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Number eight, have a Silcock key. So
Silcock key.
We got one of these in a battle box too at one point. For, was it Urban Survival?
Urban Survival.
Anyways, hey, why not just turn on a freaking spout at the local school?
Yeah, so
fill up your bottles.
If you don't know what these are, they're just like a little tiny tool that is able to turn on a lot of those exterior water spouts.
Yeah, little square. It looks like it had the handle taken
off. And I think it's mostly just on older buildings that they have those.
Yeah.
But we found two or three of them in our town that you could grab water from. So nice to have those.
You can get a little aluminum one that weighs nothing,
and
it's going to help you out.
It
will.
You're
going to be real happy you have that cock in your bag.
I'm real happy. I'm real happy about that Silcock key in my bag.
Oh, that's a nice Silcock you got there.
I'm real happy.
Where'd you get that Silcock? Number nine, clothing. I included quite a few things in here.
I think this is one of the biggest things for a get-home bag.
Yeah,
one of the biggest, one of the most important.
Because you need to have, like a simple change of clothes, and you need to cover, you know, a lot of your body if it's in the summer.
You need to have good 70% of your body needs to get covered by these clothes.
You know, long sleeve and stuff, something thin, long to protect your skin. Have a change of socks, a change of underwear. Maybe you can crap your pants when you see stuff that happens. Maybe you got to get through that riot. When you get through, you don't want to smell like turd on the way home.
You want to take off those JNCOs and get on some regular clothes.
Maybe there's a weird biohazard and you're going to crap yourself to death.
You might
have change out. I'm at work in some business shoes.
Yeah, this is the biggest thing for me.
So I don't wear my favorite shoes that I know are going to last a long time, like walking comfortably. I would hate to walk home in the shoes that I work in. It
so
would
that's
destroy
why
my feet.
For if you're a business person and you have to wear fancy pants shoes, it's
or a
good
construction worker or, walk home in those steel toes.
Yeah, it's a good idea to have some nice walking shoes or hiking boots or something in your bag,
right?
Or at least in your vehicle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thing that's going to be the most important for comfort is a good set of walking shoes.
Yeah.
Other things is you're going to, you know, have a, have like sunglasses.
Yeah.
Um,
get them roll up sunglasses.
Yeah. You can, if you really want to save weight, BattleBox has you covered.
BattleBox sent in the last one. It's like, it looks like a little 35 millimeter film bottle.
You pop it open. It's got a little rollout. Like, looks like the ones that when you get your eyes dilated, yeah, they send you home in.
Anyways,
if you really don't want to carry some nice ones, you know, bandana, gloves, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
You maybe be climbing stuff.
Yeah.
A poncho, because you might run into a rainstorm. You might, that might be the whole reason that this happened. Bad rainstorm.
Exactly. Could be.
Yeah. So have a good set of like ways to keep yourself dry or change your clothes. Maybe you're trying to get away from somebody who won't.
Did you say a good hat?
A good hat.
That's a good idea.
I don't think I did mention it, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Keep the sun off your head.
Yeah.
Make sure your head doesn't get sunburned.
Yeah.
Keep your water off your head. Make sure your head don't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
All those things.
All those things. Yeah. So, yeah, clothes. You want to have a variety of things to protect yourself. Number 10, garbage bags can be used for multiple things, making a shelter. You can put your clothes in if you have to cross a stream again.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm planning on crossing a river.
You guarantee you're crossing a stream somewhere when you get home.
Put your bag in it if you're going to float across something. You know, it'll help you to get across.
Bag within a bag.
Yeah. And if you're going to sleep, you know, it's nice to have a dry, you know, lay it out, put it and lay on it.
Or if you have some trash, you can put it in a bag.
Yeah.
It's a garbage bag.
I mean, the earth isn't going away. You got to still live in it.
Yeah.
Don't just throw your trash all over.
Pack it in, pack it out, dipshit.
Maybe you can adopt a highway on the way home.
Exactly.
You start picking up.
Scrape out that Walgreens name and put your name on the adopt a highway sign.
Prepper.
Prepper.
Prepper's taking over.
Prepper Mike.
But yeah, garbage bags have multiple uses. Fire starter kit, number 11.
Yeah.
Have a couple of lighters in there. You don't need to be, you know, Mr.
Flamethrower
Survival and have, you know, fat wood in there and a knife and some freaking
half a can of gas,
flint and steel.
Kerosene.
You're American.
Yeah.
These lights, well, maybe not. Maybe you're British or Canadian. That's okay.
I'm going to bring my Elon Musk flamethrower.
Yeah.
In my gown bag. Multiple uses.
Just real nice.
Just real nice.
But yeah, have several ways to start fires and have fire starting kits because you might want to start a fire. So number 12, defense. Sorry, I'm trying to go through these so you guys don't get bored.
Defense.
We talked about a knife.
Yeah.
But other things, you may be in an area where you don't, or maybe you don't want to carry a firearm.
Yeah.
So obviously that is probably the ultimate defense weapon.
Yeah.
And, but it could get you into bigger trouble.
It could. Yeah. There's always a chance.
You always feel more comfortable about that, but you get to that point. Like I always think about the show,
Footloose,
War of the Worlds, you know, when he pulls his pistol out to his truck
and
they take it from him and then they see him like shooting other people. Like, that's going to happen exactly like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway,
poor Tom.
I'm definitely going to have like pepper spray or that freaking taser
in mine. It's a good
one. Different ways to kind of protect yourself. Also, animals, you know, pepper spray is pretty good against those too.
Yeah.
So think about that. How are you going to protect yourself? Number 13, paracord.
Yes.
All kinds of uses.
You got to have paracord.
Yeah. Some of them have fishing line in them.
Yeah, they
do. Some of them have
fire
starter in them. Mm-hmm. So get yourself a really nice. You know, go out and get yourself a real nice paracord.
Get some good, get the high quality stuff.
You know, treat yourself.
Don't get the great value paracord.
The Walmart braided.
What's the Kmart?
I think this is paracord.
What's the Kmart brand? The Great American. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Great American Eagle or American Eagle.
American Eagle or
something like that. Yeah. That's the poop.
Yeah.
So get a good paracord
because
there's so many millions of uses. Maybe you want to take hostages that
you really could
hold them at ransom to get you home.
Yeah.
Number 14, duct tape. Million uses for it. You know, rain protection, environment protection, maybe tape up your shoes.
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of uses for duct tape. Don't go home without it.
Mm-mm.
Baby wipes, number 15, or toilet paper.
Yeah, you got to have that, bro.
Kobe's got that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, a nice set of baby wipes is going to make your life easier.
High quality baby wipes.
You want to go all out on these.
Yeah.
You want your butthole to be comfortable as ever.
Yes.
So anything to wipe your butt. Okay.
Just because of SHTF don't mean your butthole got to suffer. Get yourself some baby wipes.
Bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Number 7. Oh, I jumped 16. How'd I do that?
I don't know. 15 to 17.
Anyway, let's do 16/17.
Yeah.
Batteries. Yeah. Whatever device, maybe your, you know, your light, it, well, mm-hmm. probably does take batteries.
Yeah.
But have like a, there's a lot of those little crank rechargers that can mm-hmm. charge your cell phone, that can charge, the light. Oh, maybe it's
the,
a light.
We
and
got
stuff
the
like
K-Tor
that.
One. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. The little crank.
Yeah.
Maybe
fantastic.
You got a coffee maker with you.
Yeah.
Just crank all day.
Got to make that cappuccino on
but
the
yeah,
way home.
There's so many of those, and I mean, yeah. you can buy them anywhere. Buy a good quality one that you know works. Mm-hmm. Like test it out. Number 18, a multi-tool. So having a little Leatherman in there, I have all of my bags have a multi-tool in them.
Yeah, all of mine do too.
I have like just different varieties.
Honestly, everybody goes with the Leatherman, but that one SOG we have is a fantastic multi-tool.
Oh, it's amazing.
I love it.
It's a friggin' screwdriver. And
yeah.
It is. I think they built that thing really well.
Yep.
So yeah, throw one of those in there because you can use it for like everything.
Yeah.
Tying stuff and
multiple things.
You know, it's a tool for
multiple
uses.
Applications.
It's called a multi-tool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with multi-tool.
Yeah.
Number 19, a bivy or a space blanket.
Mm.
You know, those little things, they add up. You know, they're real nice. Yeah. No, but the bivy, good. Traps heat in.
Yeah.
Flip it inside out if you want somebody to find you. Maybe you get lost trying to get home. I don't know.
Get lost trying to get home.
Maybe
cut what road am I on? Whatever, I'm just going to lay down on my bivy. Someone will find
orange
me.
Orange out.
My dad
some
will find
can
me.
See me.
Dad's going to find me here, laying on the
so
sidewalk.
If this all goes down, I want your kids to know if you can't find me, go up in the mountains and look for orange bivy. I'm just going to stay put.
I'm just going to sleep it off.
Number 20, binoculars. It's good to have something to kind of scope out the areas that you're going yeah. through so that you know, stay out of harm.
Yeah.
Maybe you're looking for animals. Maybe there's jaguars.
Recon.
Jaguars.
Yep.
21, countermeasures.
Countermeasures. You had to put the countermeasures
I did.
In there, didn't
why
you?
Not have a flare in your bag?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
You might as well.
You should. This is a get-home bag.
It ain't a get-home bag.
Okay.
Countermeasures,
probably pushing a little bit. Binoculars. The binoculars. They're kind of probably pushing it a little bit too. I'm getting in. I did kind of list these things as most important.
Okay.
Down, kind of. Anyway.
But countermeasures is 21.
Clear down there.
Okay.
Clear down there. Number 22, having like a tactical pen, paper, you yeah. know, maybe.
Tactical paper.
Tactical. Yeah. Tactical paper. It's black. It's
black
camo.
And scary. Digital camo.
Starch on fire. But having those, you know, yeah. if you're going to maybe leave notes for people. Well, I don't know.
I got that, the write in the rain.
But writing, yeah. But,
you know, it's nice yeah. if it's raining. You can still write.
Maybe you can count your footsteps.
One,
how many calories did
two,
I burn?
Three, four.
You know, I walked 40,000 steps to get here.
4,952 steps.
It's important that I kept
then I went to sleep in my tactical bivy.
Day one. Started walking home from work. The end.
The end.
I will continue when I get there. Dear diary.
Look for me and my bivy.
This pen writes real nice. Probably kill somebody with it.
And one thing I'm glad I had was my tactical goose.
Striking a countermeasure right now.
Worth its weight in gold.
Signed, Casual Primer.
Signed, Cameron.
Dear honey, I love you.
Dear honey, I hope you had the baby okay.
Sorry I took the marshmallow maze. Just...
it was mostly dust.
I ate half of my way.
I just picked out a marshmallow.
But... I can't even talk. Follow the marshmallow trail up the mountain.
Oh shit, it's raining. Those are gonna be gone in no time.
Follow the corn pops up the mountain.
I used Rice Krispies. Listen for me, honey. Snap crackle pop.
The honey oats.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are good.
I love those suckers.
All right, number 23, have a compass. You never know.
No, you don't.
Maybe you're gonna get disoriented. maybe you're going to cross a stream into the mountains.
This stream is really throwing a wrench into our get home plans.
Maybe you're going to float for hours and you need to figure out what direction.
Just get in your bivy and float downstream. You know?
Just blow up your bag of cereal.
Yeah, it's a floating.
Tie it off with your paracord.
That's right.
But a compass is a good idea, okay?
It is.
Number 24, have a map. You know, maybe you're not from the area. Maybe you plan to go up into the mountains. Topographical map is going to help. What, you know, where the highest elevation if you're trying to get a good communication, good signal. You know? So, yeah. Good one. It's a real good one. Good job.
I really like number 24. Probably my favorite number so far.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good thinking. Number 25, a mask. Have like a N99 mask.
Oh, we're 99 now.
95, 99.
Okay.
Every time we talk, it goes up one number.
It does.
I have an N99.
Got like an N107.
How about you have an N150? It's just top of the line.
It is.
But have a good mask because, like 9/11, for instance, you know, all that soot, that crap, trying to get out of that. If you can't breathe, I mean, people like choked to death on that crap.
Yeah, it was bad.
So you'd be lucky if you had one in your bag. Boom.
You would be lucky.
What if it's smoky?
You'd be prepared.
What if a wildfire trapped you?
No, that could be the disaster that's forcing you to walk home.
It could
be a wildfire.
Yeah. Burned everything up.
Exactly.
You don't want breathing in the smoke.
You don't.
Maybe there's a bunch of diseases. You just want to protect yourself. Yeah.
Well, maybe you got to cross a stream.
Yeah, I don't know. And you just, maybe you got really bad allergies.
Yeah.
You ain't going to walk home sniffling.
No.
How are you going to breathe?
You're going to go Benadryl all over the place and just put on a mask.
Yep. So, anyway.
Okay. No, that's it.
You
want to
do that.
Is that it?
That is.
Okay.
I'm hoping that helped. I really, just remember number 24, that map is probably a really good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But no, these things, we're joking around, but really, I think these are probably the most common things I found on the majority of, you know, it's really not a big bag if you put it together.
No, it's not too big. I just keep thinking of the Marshmallow Babies bag. No, it really is. It's a super good idea to get a get home bag, guys. I think it is probably, you know, next to your EDC bag, the next most important.
Exactly.
Because
it's gonna be the first thing you probably are going to get to.
Yeah, because you're one.
Most of you are going to be working. Maybe you're not.
Because we always know what we say is bugging in is our number one priority, right? Not bugging out. So bugging out is our last resort.
Yeah.
So how long are you at work? I mean, you're at work like a quarter of your life, man. It feels like 99% of your life, but so,
and then another great percentage you're in your car.
Exactly.
So
yeah, so you get a get home bag. That's all. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. No, it's important.
Yeah. Sure.
So I want to talk about survival boxes.
Do it, bro.
Survival boxes, the only subscription box pack with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month.
Whew.
No contracts, cancel anytime, and use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off of your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
And you guys know how we feel about survival boxes.
Yeah.
They always
have that little, those little things that would be great in a get home bag.
Oh, they absolutely do.
And then
do, yeah.
Some of that food too, you know, maybe you do got to go a long way.
Yeah.
Maybe you do.
Maybe you don't, but maybe you do.
But they had like, I think we've had little granola and like stuff like that in those mountain house.
Absolutely.
House
yeah.
Ones, so anyways, go get them. 10% off.
Use our
you
code.
Will be happy.
Use our code. All right. We have some reviews we're going to do. We don't, we're not going to
do
reviews.
No.
Oh,
do it.
Why are you shaking your head at me? Like we can't do reviews. What? I don't know what. You having a baby?
No.
Okay. You're freaking me out over there, man. He's like making weird faces at me.
Just go ahead and
okay,
go.
Freaking. We're going to talk about BattleBox.
Medical.
Oh. All right.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, we're talking about BattleBox. So we got mission. What mission is? 38.
We're being weirdos.
Yeah,
right now.
He's freaking me out. Mission 38, the mission was day hike / backpacking. So, in the basic box, the first item was the Esbit pocket stove with fuel cubes, $10.99 value, we've all seen those little, you know, like pocket stoves, basically is what they are, and they come with the little cubes of fuel.
Where is that?
Is it not in there? You not seen it? You probably stole it from me. Well, okay, maybe we don't have that one there. The next thing was the 2-liter hydration bladder, $13.59 value. You can't ever have enough hydration bladders, especially if you're doing a lot of hiking, a lot of backpacking. You got to have those.
There's just no way.
Yeah, Explorer Compass is the next thing on the list. $7.12, apparently.
This is a pretty nice one, too.
Yeah, it actually is a pretty nice compass. And like you said, you can't ever have enough compasses either.
Nah.
And then the last item in the basic box is the Comfort insoles, a $10 value for your shoes.
Yeah.
And these actually are pretty nice, actually. I've used these. They're really nice. Really nice. Yeah, there's looking at that's a nice looking sucker there.
Really nice looking.
Yeah, then the Comfort insoles. And then you get to the advanced box.
These are nice. I actually threw them in more shoes.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. The first item is a $38.99 value, the BattleTac 40-liter hiking backpack. Again, this would be a fantastic get-home bag, actually.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because it has, like, a, on your waist,
it has a waist
strap that's got little fanny pack-like pockets.
It does, yeah. You can put your countermeasures in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic. You get a backpack there. And the next thing is the Tribe One Outdoors Pack-Tack. Whoa, that's what they call it.
Oh, and this also fits the bladder.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, the bladder fits right in there. And then this is the Tribe One Outdoors Pack-Tack, $11.95 value. And this comes with, like, some carabiners and some... a bunch of little doodads to hang stuff on your bag and to pack stuff, right?
Don't plan on using these very much because they were crap.
They kind of were crap. I don't care what BattleBox says. They were breaking on us.
Yeah.
So those
I mean, you could take the plastic off and put them on a real legit carabiner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, thanks for throwing them in there.
Yeah. And then you get to the Pro Box, and then you get the Barracook XL Stove. And mug.
Battle cook.
Like a better cook. Or this is a good better cook. This is a better cook. I like to cook and he likes to better cook.
Do you want me to open this or just leave it like
nah,
that?
Nah, it's fine. That, well, that's the mug, right? That you got there?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. That's part of it. It's an $80 value. So we've talked about...
Oh, these two.
Yeah, they came together. We've talked about these before. They're really, really cool. So
they're
it's basically
cool.
You can cook with chemicals. And that doesn't sound appealing, but it really is appealing. You put a little bit of water.
Hey, everybody does it.
Yeah.
McDonald's does it.
Yeah. A little bit of water in the bottom of the thinger. You throw in this little chemical pack, and it just starts steaming and getting hot. It's a chemical reaction, and it'll cook your food without flames and without smoke.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So
really cool
awesome
stuff.
To do, like we've talked about doing, having these in the basement, you know, if you don't want to go out and you want to cook and you're not going to. Kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So
and they work really well.
They do, yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
So there's one for cooking. And
get heat, too. Warm up your hands.
Yeah, there's one for cooking, and then there's one for a mug. Basically, you can like heat up some water or keep some stuff warm for a while.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, you should check out the video. It does show it really well.
Yeah, if you check out our video, it does show it.
Boom.
And then the last thing, the Pro Plus, is the Sog Baton Q3 Multi-Tool. $94 value. This thing is awesome.
It's really awesome.
It's a really cool multi-tool. It'd be perfect.
I've been
for your
carrying it around quite a bit.
Have you?
Yeah. I have some pictures. I'll get them up on Instagram.
Yeah, I haven't carried mine around. I have the Q2, which
yours
I love.
Yours is a little shorter, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little long, but this one's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm used to having stuff long in my pants.
Yeah, you're completely used to it. So that's the BattleBox mission. Really cool stuff.
It is. Wait, I like their last two boxes.
Yeah, they've been really,
really
good.
Yeah. Really good.
So now we have a tech pack. Yeah, Taka Pak. So
if you're a video gamer, you're going to love this mouse pad.
It looks like they gave us a huge Tac Pack mouse pad. It's actually a pad for when you're out shooting. You can lay your gun down on
awesome.
It.
Awesome. I mean, that's...
It's fantastic.
It is. It looks freaking amazing, too.
Yeah. We're probably just going to put it on our podcast table here because it looks so cool.
Put it in your doormat.
Yeah, doormat. Welcome. We're Tac Packers here. So that's really cool.
Oh, I guess I should show you.
Oh, yeah, just do that right on the mic. That's what everybody
Sorry
likes.
Sorry about that.
Everybody likes it.
You can tell the texture's great.
Listen to the texture of it.
It sure makes that grind.
Yeah. Then the next thing was, I'm not sure.
Gloves? Maybe?
Yeah, there were some gloves in there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mechanics Fast Fit Gloves.
Yep.
So every bag should have a set of gloves in it.
Yep.
A good set to... scrounge around and scavenge.
No doubt. And then I think there was like a, what was the other thing? Oh, there was a knife. Yeah. AB, whatever. What, I can't remember the brand of the knife, but there's a knife in there.
Tactical weapons.
Yeah. Really cool. Nice little folding knife, EDC knife.
It's pretty metal.
Neato Frito.
Cuckoo. Everybody likes knives.
Yeah, they do. And then the last piece was, I can't remember the last piece. Cam's going to have to tell me.
Sorry. I didn't give you the card, did I?
No.
I thought you had it.
I didn't.
This is gas block liners.
Yep. So
22 caliber and AR-15.
Yep, no doubt. So thank you, TacPack.
If you were a gunner,
yeah,
and shooter.
If you want to get your own, go to TacPack.com and use our code CASUALPREPPERS. Do it. All right.
Do it now.
All right. So is that all we got today?
It is.
It is. Okay.
Sorry. I just totally spaced the medical tip.
I'm
sorry about that.
Do you want to give us one off the top of your head? Just anything?
Continue to have children. Which is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'll have one soon. Maybe I'll have you some tips on babies in apocalypse.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, you know, maybe I'll add on here the tactical baby gear that going to be getting.
Yeah.
So, we talked to Tactical Baby Gear, and they were awesome enough to say, hey.
Send you some stuff.
You want a baby bag?
Yep.
They have some awesome bags that have, like, you know, Molly webbing, and they...
they look awesome.
You can even put, like, a bulletproof thing in it, you know, for your baby carrier,
your Kevlar,
some crazy stuff. Yeah. But yeah, anyway,
we're gonna have those soon.
Keep your family safe. That's a medical tip. Sorry about that.
You're right. All right, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys listening. Please subscribe. Please tell your friends. And that's all we got today.
Goodbye.
Peace.